And just pray especially that, Lord, if they stumble, that they would find grace to get up and continue to walk, Lord. We just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, this day, this age that we live in, Lord, that we still have an opportunity to turn to you and find you faithful, Lord, to forgive us, to cleanse us, Lord, of our sin. Just pray now for this day that you would bless each one that is here. Pray that you would give me clarity, Lord, what you would have me to share today. And just bless each one that has come. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I've been very encouraged this morning, listening to the many testimonies of each of the young people. Just really thankful that we're able to witness young people that are excited about the things of God and that desire to serve Him with their whole heart. That's just a real blessing to me this morning. I know that I wasn't here for very much of the teaching at all, but it's a blessing that I get a sneak preview into what was shared by the many, many thoughts that were shared. I did have to think back of the times that I've been at Bible school. It seems like it's been a while already. But I had to think of my past experiences and the encouragement that I received. I guess I just want to encourage every young person here today that don't become discouraged if you fall, if you find yourself tempted in some of the same areas you were before. But instead, I just encourage you to look up and that you would remember that the same blood that covered your sin in the past is able to forgive you again. And just keep walking faithfully with Him in the small things like was shared already today. I was blessed with those many thoughts today. I guess today I would just like to be an encouragement and a blessing, Lord, to everyone that's here. I want to encourage the young people that have made commitments in their lives, and I want to be a blessing to each one that's here. My mind went to some scripture, Hebrews 12. Just read a couple verses there. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." And I just had to think of those words, speaking of running a race, and I believe that each one of us today that has made a commitment to follow Christ is at least started on that race. Some of us may have turned back. Some of us may have stopped. But each one of us that has made that commitment to serve Christ has started. And so I think it includes most of us here. And we just want to continue on. We want to persevere. I don't know, I struggled a little bit with knowing what to share, especially after hearing some of the testimonies. I was very encouraged by that. But as I was considering sharing a while back already, I really appreciated the example that was given last Sunday. Brother Chris shared. For some reason, I do well with examples. My mind follows much better when I have an example to look at. This past week, there was something really stood out to me once again. I'm maybe a little more mechanically minded or something, but as I was up in I went to Chicago. There's oftentimes a lot of low-flying jets coming into the airport. And as I was watching, it seemed like they were coming in a little different route that day because of the wind. But as I was watching them, it just really stood out to me. This word probably isn't quite for them, but their magnificence. As they're coming in, they look so mighty and so big, but yet they look so. They look like they're hardly moving as they're coming in. They just look magnificent, I guess I'll just say it that way. I just had to think. My mind went a long ways this week as I thought about that. But I'd like to consider ourselves maybe like an airplane today. I know that might be a stretch for some of us today, but as we think of ourselves as a jet or an airplane, and I'd just like to consider that a little bit from some different aspects. And you may understand a little better later on why I'm using this example, but I'll just do a real quick sketch of a jet here. Excuse the drawing here, but this is pretty crude, I will admit, but there's a lot of different aspects that each jet or plane has. As we think about it, maybe there's some of those come to mind today, about some of the, just a few of the different parts. We could open it up. We also are maybe running a little shorter on time today, but we have a few of the main parts that we would have would be the fuselage, or the main part in the center, the wings, the tail, the engines, landing gear, rudder, flaps, different parts like that on the exterior that we could see. Each one of those are very vital. They're very vital to that aircraft being able to be flown for the purpose that it was made. But inside there are many small components, little parts that make it possible for that aircraft to be able to fly. And in that one sense, you know, we're the same way. We are made up of we ourselves are designed in a unique way for the purpose that God has created us for. And if we're not functioning properly, we're not going to be able to fulfill what God has for us. And another unique thing about aircrafts is every one that is of any size has to be approved by the FAA. And it's the Federal Aviation Administration is what that stands for, but each one of them has a little number on the tail, and each one is unique. And I just had to think, that's the same way we are with God. Each one of us is created in a unique way, and we hold a special place in God's heart. Each one of us does. We're not all made the same. Each one of us is going to be different because God has us in a different place. Some of us may be very big and noticeable, just like some of the large passenger jets. And some of us may just be small. And yet we, each one of us, are designed to fulfill a unique role. And, you know, as we spoke earlier, you know, if one of these parts would be missing, you know, if for some reason the tail wouldn't be there, or a wing or an engine or something would be missing on that jet, it'd be impossible to complete the flight. And that's how it is with us. You know, each aspect of our spiritual life is important. And if we begin to grow lax in one area of our life, most likely it's going to be a catastrophe. You know, and as I consider that, you know, God is the chief architect of each one of us. He's the one that has created us and designed us. It's the same way that, you know, an architect that sits down to design a plane for flight, You know, he knows every aspect of that plane. And he's sat down, he's calculated. He knows exactly how big the wings need to be. He knows exactly, you know, what for an engine it'll take. And that's how God is with us also. He knows our frame. He knows that we are but dust. And so we can trust him because he knows what is best. You know, sometimes I think, you know, let's just say we're a plane here today, and we think, well, you know, when we're at the airport, it'd be kind of nice if we could change a few things. What if we would just maybe go with some smaller wings? We could get around better. We could, it'd make things a little quicker on the ground for us. But we all know that's ridiculous to think that way. You know, it would be a big problem because everything is calculated. Everything is planned exactly in a certain way so that aircraft can be effective. And I just think of that in our lives, how it's so easy for us to change in small areas of our life and think that, well, this is going to be easier this way, you know. Why make it so complicated? Why do we need to do things a certain way? But there's a reason that God has given us his word. And he's given us the pattern and the plan, the book, the Bible here for us to read. And we can see a glimpse into why he's created us this way. One thing that I think happens often is we lose sight of the reason why we're here. Sometimes I know for myself, it's easy for us to get caught up in the things around us, maybe our own family even, and lose sight of the big picture that why God has placed us here. I also like the illustration of, you know, each aircraft that is made is going to have a clear instruction manual, exactly how that airplane needs to be flown. And a lot of them have, down to the, you know, the pounds, you know, of cargo that you have, the exact speed at which that plane should take off at, and also landing. You know, and these, it's clearly spelled out. And I believe in many ways, that's how the Word of God is to us. If we take it at what it says, you know, and we follow it to the Word, it's going to come out okay. You know, if our heart is right to follow God, that's what it's there for. I also think of another illustration is they keep very close maintenance records on aircrafts. And that's one thing, if you go to buy a used aircraft, it's very important is to have all those records in place. And I realize that some of those may be cheated on. I'm sure that they probably are, but you know, maintenance is a very crucial thing when you're talking about an aircraft. And that's how it is in our life, too. I believe maintenance is very important. If we begin to grow lax and we begin to just let things slip, maybe like I treat my van sometimes, but, you know, things aren't always going to work out okay. If we begin to let this little fuel leak here slip by, you know, we're going to have problems eventually. And I just had to think of an aircraft. You know, if one little hydraulic hose breaks, it can be a huge catastrophe. And so there's preventative maintenance that needs to come along. And I believe as young people this past week, I think that was part of it, is maintenance for your lives. And just allowing God to speak into our lives. And sometimes he wants to just walk around the aircraft with us, and he wants to just show us where we have needs in our life, where we need a repair. I'm speaking to myself more than anybody today. This has been a real challenge in my life, looking at this. You know, it's not only that he gives us, you know, the instruction manual, but he also gives us his spirit to go with us. And he wants to be there as an encouragement and to strengthen us. He also brings clarity. Sometimes maybe the instruction manual doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, his spirit is there, and we can ask him for wisdom. helping us to navigate when the times are hard. And I don't understand how all this works, but I believe, you know, if we continue to let our maintenance and our repairs go unchecked, I believe there's a time when God's going to disqualify us, and He's going to put us out of service. You know, He's going to say this tail number is not, I can't rely on this aircraft anymore to do what I need done. And I believe there's a disqualifying that comes when we continue to grow lukewarm and lax in our relationship with Him. It's sometimes we just maybe need a new paint job, you know. How do we represent Christ to others, you know? As we're flowing, maybe you could say, back and forth, we're bearing a name, we're bearing we are to be representing Christ to those around us. And I believe as we live in this world, there's times when we can become dirtied and even start bearing a different name. And that's very sobering to think of that. But sometimes God wants to bring out His character in our life more clearly. And I want to believe that the banner on us needs to be, you know, Christ in us. You know, it needs to represent Christ. In Psalms 103:14, I just wanted to read that verse there. It talks about how God knows our frame. I think every one of us knows that verse quite well. But 103 verse 14 says, "For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more." But you know, God knows exactly what we're made of. He knows how much we can bear. There's also a verse that speaks on that. I don't have that reference, but you know, sometimes I find in my own life, sometimes I endeavor to make things easier, cut corners, and not necessarily deal with things thoroughly the way that I need to. And what we don't understand is what lies ahead. We don't know what the next difficulty that God will allow us to go through is. And we need to be prepared. God wants to prepare us to go through whatever it is, the circumstances ahead of us. And it's a good thing that we don't know what all those things are. God is a good God in that. He gives us one day at a time. There's some things we can plan for, but as a whole, there's just a lot of things that we don't know about. And that takes faith. It takes faith that we can rely on Him. I had to think of, I'm not sure if this is all accurate, but I had to think of what the fuel could be for our jet. I had to think, I believe a lot of it is God's grace coming into our life. And without God's grace, I don't think we would make it very far. And I had to think, how many of us have fuel leaks in our jets today, where we're squandering God's grace and where we're allowing it to go unused? And I had to think how eventually, if that fuel leak gets bad enough, we're going to find ourselves without God's grace, and it's going to be a big problem. So let's use God's grace in our life to live our lives for Him. And then also, you know, I think, you know, as we consider a jet flying, we think of our lives, and maybe we run into a very difficult situation and we crash. And that's devastating in the Christian life to see that. But not only is it devastating for the person it happens to, think about the many people that rely on us, that are following us as an example. It can be a devastation. I want to keep going here. I thought of how vital communication is in an aircraft and how many times, you know, you have clouds that really low to the ground, and as a plane comes in to land, they can't see the runway for a long time, and they're only relying completely on the tower to direct them to the airport. And I had to think, that's how it often is in our life. You know, as we're living our life, we know where God, roughly where God wants us, but in many of the small details, we don't know, we're not exactly sure how to walk, how to navigate. Sometimes we fly pretty boldly and we think we know, but sometimes we're off by a couple miles, you know, and how much we need to rely on Christ. He can see the whole picture. You know, he can see exactly the course that we need to go. You know, he can see us on the radar. He knows exactly how to line us up with the runway, and how we need to have our radio tuned to his frequency. That's very vital. You know, if a pilot would, for some reason, just decide to turn his radio off and, oh, I can land this plane, I'm fine, you know, we would think him quite foolish. But so often, I believe, that's what we can do in our own lives, as we can decide to go our own way. We can decide that, I think I'm fine. I don't need counsel. I don't need wisdom from God or from other people. And that's very foolish, I believe, when we have so much wisdom from other people and from God's Spirit that he wants to give us. I had to think of the book of John, John 18. Many of these are very familiar scriptures as well. John 18, verse 37. I wonder if I have this right. Yes. John 18, verse 37, it says, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone that is of the truth heareth his voice. John 10. John 10, verses 1 through 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. It just reinforces that, how those who are of God will hear his voice when he speaks to them. And there's very challenging situations sometimes that pilots have to land airplanes, and they call it, you know, landing them by the instrument controls, whatever, there's different terminology for it, I believe, but you know, when you don't have a visual sight line where you can land your plane, it becomes pretty challenging. But that's where I believe our faith comes in. We need to have faith that God is going to help us and lead us to that haven of rest where he has for us. And I appreciated the comment that was made. I can't exactly quote it now. One of the young people shared it this morning. But I thought of this as well. God has our best in mind, but it isn't always for our comfort, but it's for his purpose and his will. And that's what we need to yield ourselves to. Just because it's not very comfortable doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. Then I just had to think a little further into this. I hope you're not getting too bored with this, but I had to think, Each one of us is designed for a purpose in this life. Sometimes we may just be a small airplane doing small things for God. But sometimes they're very important. Sometimes we lose sight of what's important in life, and we think that doing this big thing for God, maybe overseas or maybe we all know maybe those things in our life that we hold in high esteem that we think are very important, and they may be, but God has us where He has us for a reason. And I'd like to just look in 1 Corinthians 9 for a scripture. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain an corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Are we temperate in all things, that we may obtain an incorruptible crown? Do we run as one that wants to receive the prize? Let's be faithful in the things that God's called us to. You know, I had to think also, some of us as Christians sometimes, you know, we're not too interested in doing too much for God. We'd rather just sit maybe at the airport, and we're waiting on the big thing that maybe God has for us. We're waiting for that big, important job. So we're just sitting there. Maybe we keep our jet pretty polished up, and maybe we look down on the ones who come into land that maybe are pretty dirty, and maybe put in a long day, so to speak, in their Christian life. We think, wow, we look a lot better than they do. But we're just sitting here. We're just waiting till God gives us a big job to do. But I just want to encourage each one of us. God has jobs for all of us. Just right now, in each one of our lives, He has things for us to do. You know, I think of sometimes, you know, maybe a mother's jobs, and you know, of young people. I know being a young person can sometimes be difficult, but there's little things for you to do, and they're not always that little, but they may not look quite as important. There is Matthew 25. Couple scriptures there. There's always things for us to do in the Christian life, even if it's just being faithful in in our quiet time. You know, that's an area that again spoke to me as you all shared. Matthew 25 verse. Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly how much of this I would read, but it's 14 through 30 there, where it talks about the talents and how God has given to each man according to their abilities. And we know at the end of that passage there how that those who were faithful receive more. And I think it's the same way in our life. As we're faithful to God in the small things, He will give us more responsibilities. You know, each one of us is responsible for the many tasks in God's kingdom. And let's not covet maybe someone else's task, but let's be faithful in the one that God gives us. And I also had to think as I thought of aircrafts, I had to think, you know, God sees us from the top. He sees us from the inside. He sees every part of us. But sometimes when we look at each other, you know, I had to think of an airplane coming into land, you don't see much of them. And And I think, you know, that's how it often is in our life. When we look at someone else, we don't see a whole lot of them. And yet, sometimes we're pretty quick to cast judgment and to look at them through our eyes and the way that we see them. But God's able to see us completely. He knows everything about us. So I encourage us. The Bible is very clear that we shall know them by their fruits. But I think we also need to be careful that we don't just cast judgment quickly, because, you know, when an airplane comes into land, you know, this may be all you see of it. But there's so much more, you know. And there's so much more to that airplane than that, but sometimes that's all we see. And I just encourage us that we would be able to bless others and encourage them on as each one of us lives out our little task on earth, whatever it may be, or maybe it's a big task. I think of our ministry here, and I'm very thankful to God for them. But sometimes they have a bigger role to play, and it's maybe a little more out in the open than others. Just a few verses here that I'd like to read in closing. Hebrews 12. We read in Hebrews before, but there's a couple more verses I'd like to read yet. Verses 12 through 15 says, "Wherefore, lift up the hands that hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." And also, I'd like to read in Philippians 2. Verse 12 through 15. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." I believe that's all I have to share this morning. Just want to, with that last passage, I had to think, what's on the side of our plane this morning? What banner are we lifting up? And as other people are watching us, what are they thinking of? Where are we drawing their attention to? And I guess I desire that to be an encouragement to us as we go about our life, that we would stay up on the maintenance in our life, that we would continue to walk faithfully, and that we would do the small tasks that God calls us to. So, God bless you all.